Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, so starting from the introduction section, this was actually a section we didn't have at the beginning of the first meeting, but it was suggested by the USA, and I think it it fits in well. Essentially, what we have in there is just this sort of background that I ran through in the PowerPoint presentation, just to do with how this group was originally suggested and then endorsed, at least by WP29, or the creation for the informal working group was endorsed at the WP29 session, with Australia being the chair. I think for me, probably the most important point out of this introduction is one that we, I guess we worked with OICA to make clear in this introduction, and that was that we would recognise that a case had already been made under the EU General Safety Regulation to introduce such regulations for these particular road safety problems of driver drowsiness and driver distraction. So I guess it came up in the meeting, you know, is the intention for the informal working group to start from scratch, you know, start all over again to build a case to regulate for these road safety problems? And that's definitely not the intention. The intention is to recognise that that work has already been done essentially for the EU General Safety Regulation, and that's why our starting point for the original series of these new regulations would be to align more or less with the existing EU regulations, and then I guess work from there to consider and develop performance improvements in the subsequent series of amendments. So that's the I guess second half of that introduction, which I think is important, and we've tried to cover that off there. Just I guess moving on to section two. For the terms of reference, I believe the structure largely through this section two for the terms of reference and section three for the rules of procedure, it's built upon a structure that's been used in other informal working groups. So I believe and I hope that there's nothing in there that's too radical or departs too much from other informal working groups. So yes, point one there I guess clarifies that we will develop draft regulatory proposals for two new UN regulations under the 58 agreement, one on driver drowsiness, one on driver distraction warning systems. The second point is, I think the secretary has just covered quite well, and that relates to our endeavour to develop in parallel two new global technical regulations under the 98 agreement. Moving on to point three, this I guess comes back to a point that I've sort of already touched on a couple of times, but I know it's very important for other contracting parties, and I guess especially for industry. We are recognising the existing EU regulations as the basis of our work. And certainly I remember in our first meeting, this is a point the UK made, that there is a precedent in the UN regulations for taking this type of approach. So the 00 series of the new regulations are intended to be aligned with the existing EU regulations. And then the 01 series of the new regulations would then start to explore some improvements, I guess. And I think just on that point B, I was talking to OICA just before or during the lunch break. I have heard once from the chair since she's been in London, and it was actually in regard to this point where we make reference to a proper cost-benefit analysis. We certainly want to follow best practice, and that's something we do in Australia most definitely, is we undertake cost-benefit analysis, but It was raised that we wanted to be careful not to paint ourselves into a corner where we are stuck for a long period of time not being able to make progress because the associated data might be, let's say, a little bit difficult to get in a hurry or might be a little bit patchy or something like that. So I guess with the opinion of other people in GRSG and also throwing back to OICA, I'm just wondering whether we can come up with perhaps some alternative wording on that point where it relates to needing to have a proper cost-benefit analysis unless it is certainly the standard for all UN regulations that this step is required. Because certainly the chair felt that maybe this isn't necessarily done in all cases in the past. So that's I guess, a question from me at this point. Olivier, do you have...